freaky girl. My freaks don't call it right. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Freak Show Friday is a chance for you to come on the Joe and Alex Show and, you know, let your freak flag wave. Maybe tell us about a freak that you know. How do you get on Freak Show Friday? You can call in 317-239-1009. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And on Instagram and Twitter, if you follow us, it's at Joe and Alex Show. You can send us a direct message. Now, who are we talking to today, Alex?
We've got Piper, who says she wants to tell us about a really strange first date she just went on.
Okay, not typical stuff for Freak Show Friday, but what's going on, Piper?
I went out with this guy from Hinge last weekend, and he was just a complete freak. He went up for the first time. We went to a haunted house, you know, like one of those attractions where people jump out and scare you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, anyways, we were both having fun and screaming and got really scared, but apparently he got so scared he wet his pants.
You know? Oh, no, that's an embarrassing move.
Oh, my gosh. What did you say?
Well, but I didn't say anything. You know, the guy with the chainsaw was chasing us, and he's screaming, and that's when I saw it. You know, just a whole outline on his pants.
Oh,
and
gosh.
What's weird is, yeah, he doesn't even act embarrassed. And he didn't even mention it. So, you know, there we are, neither one of us saying anything, you know?
Okay, that's strange.
Yes, yeah. And I just went home afterwards, and, you know, we haven't talked since. I just seriously think he's a freak, and it was way too weird.
But if he was just scared, I mean, why does that make him a freak, though?
No, it was just, something was completely off, and I'm not sure if I want to go out with him again.
All right, Piper, was everything else besides the whole, oops, I got scared and my pants got wet thing, was the date good?
Everything was fine prior to that.
All right, listen. As a guy, we have so many things we're worried about. And first dates, can we all admit, are awkward as hell anyways? I don't think a guy would, like, acknowledge it. If anything, if I was him, I would have tried to find some water or rub up against something just to make my whole pants wet. Like, oh, man, I got spilt on or something.
He should have done that.
That would have been a good thing right there. Like, if there was a water fountain or if ever, I would even have knocked myself into an old lady and tried to spill a Coke on my junk just so it looked like, oh, I didn't do that. But do you think he's going to come out and be like, hey, look at Piper, the girl I'm on a first date with. I peed my pants.
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't be open about it
if he was
just scared, Piper. I mean, if you guys haven't talked at all since, like, nothing?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, I think if you like him, everything except for that, I think that you guys should at least try to talk again. If everything else was good except for that awkward thing, which it is awkward. We've all had those in life, whether it's a first date or down the road, you're like, oh my gosh, what do we do in this situation? Because there's no manual like, hey, when you have an accident, this is what you do.
I have an idea. Piper, if you have his number, why don't we just call him and ask him what really happened on the date and, you know, if he was just really scared and if he's still interested in you?
Yeah, do you have his number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have his number.
All right, Piper, do this. Hang on. Let me play a song real quick. And then coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we will at least attempt. I can't guarantee it. We'll try to get this guy that Piper went out with on this date and he got scared at the haunted house and had a little accident and she saw it. But he didn't say anything. We'll try to get him on, because I bet you there's a different side to the story.
Yeah, I do too. What is his name, Piper?
Oh, his name is Jackson.
Okay, we're going to call Jackson next, and we're going to straight up be like, what the heck happened, man?
All right, hang on. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Freak Show Friday. We're going to talk to this guy next. You still there, right, Piper?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's call him up, and we... Hold on, waiting... We got him? Okay. I just got the confirmation from Live the Web Girl. I believe we've got him on there. If this is true, let's say good morning. Is this Jackson?
Yeah.
Hey, Jackson. You know you're on the radio, right? The Joe and Alex Show?
Yeah.
All right, cool. And do you know why we're talking to you this morning?
No, I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, Liz should have told you that. We are talking to you because you went on a date, believe a first date, with a woman named Piper. You guys went to a haunted house. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. That was great.
Oh, so the date was great. Okay, so why haven't you and Piper talked since then? Because you had that little accident, you know what I'm talking about?
No, we had a great time. I've been meaning to call her back. I'd like to hang out again, but I haven't had a chance to.
Interesting. So Piper says that towards the end of the haunted house, that you ended up wetting your pants. Is that true?
Well, yeah. It wasn't the haunted house, but yeah.
Well, what do you mean it wasn't the haunted house? Like, were you just really scared? Like, it's like we're not trying to embarrass you. Piper just is confused because she said the date was great, and then this happened, and then you guys didn't really talk about it, which is kind of weird. Like, you didn't say anything when it happened. So why did that happen? Were you just scared?
No, I wasn't scared. It was just a haunted house. It wasn't that scary. I'm not a baby. It was just cold out.
Oh, it was cold out. Wait. So wait, you am I understanding this right? You had the accident because it was cold. Is that because you were trying to warm yourself up?
Yeah, it was freezing. Like, did you guys go outside last weekend? It was freezing out. So yeah, we got outside of the haunted house. We were walking back through the parking lot, and it was freezing. So I just decided to warm myself up. Yeah.
Okay, Jackson.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
All right.
Piper, what are you listening to this? Are you here still?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew he was just weird.
Well,
how's that weird? That's just what people do. Everybody does that. That's totally. It's just warm.
No, who is everybody? Nobody does that. Scuba divers. They are the only ones that do that.
Well, I occasionally, when I go into the pool, it's cold.
Nobody's doing that, Jackson. Like, I'm very confused.
Hold
you do this often?
I've done this. It's when you get cold and you have no other way to warm yourself up. Sure, absolutely. Everyone does this. It's totally normal.
Now, Jackson, I'll admit I've done this before too, but just by myself. And it is an amazing feeling for a bit, but then it's cold.
4 seconds, and then you are more cold.
Yes, and then it's like a regrettable moment in your life. You're like, wow, this may not have been the best decision.
Well, if you're dumb enough to hang outside for that long and let it start to freeze you down, absolutely. But if you're going from, a place that's cold and you're getting to somewhere warm, like a car or home or something like that, what's the big deal?
All right, 317-239-1009. Hang on, Jackson and Piper. We actually got a phone call. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your name?
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, what's up? You're hearing this, right? You understand what's going on?
I do.
What do you want to say?
Well, I tried to give him benefit of the doubt, and clearly that was not the case. So I think that Piper should not see him again.
Oh, wait, so you were on Jackson's side till you heard that,
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Yes, I mean, it's a first date. Like, I don't care how cold you are. You don't just pee your pants.
Amber on Twitter says this guy was just embarrassed because he got scared and wet his pants before, and now he's just more embarrassed because it's on the radio. Are you just in denial, Jackson? Like, you just...
No, I'm really not embarrassed. I didn't think it was a big deal. I'm kind of surprised that she's making a big deal out of this, really. I thought we had a good time.
Piper?
We had a great time, but I mean, how would you feel if it was the other way around? What if I had done that? Would you have found it to be completely normal?
I would have understood. I mean, I would have gotten it. I don't think it's that weird. I really don't have a problem.
Why not just wear a diaper if this is what you're going to do?
Because that's weird. Gaga goo.
Diaper's weird. Because the diaper's weird. It's not like I go out. It's not like I go out all the time planning on doing this. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. And everyone's just human, so who cares? Everyone pees. Who cares?
And Piper, let me say this. Imagine if things did heat up between you and Jackson and he didn't have to have his own warmth. You guys get back to your place or his place, you undo his pants, and there's a big-ass baby diaper that he's wearing.
Now, that would be embarrassing.
Exactly. Now, that's embarrassing.
I don't understand the difference. I can't believe, Jackson, that you can say that, wearing a diaper is embarrassing, but wetting your pants because you're cold isn't.
I can change my pants at any time. I can always just go change my pants, put some nice, clean, dry pants on. But if I'm wearing a diaper, that's just weird. Yeah, because then I got to be stuck in that thing all day.
Jennifer's on the Joe and Alex Show. You got Jackson, you got Piper, and you got us. What do you think about this, Jennifer?
No, It's just weird. Okay, and he's like trying to play it off like everybody does it. No, nobody does that. We're all adults.
Yeah.
It's called going to the bathroom.
Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Trust me, Jennifer. You
weird.
Don't know. I don't think it's that weird.
I love, Piper, you did the right thing by calling us. Listen, we were totally wrong. We should have listened to you in the beginning when you said this guy was a freak. Jackson, sorry, but you are our freak for this Freak Show
You're
Friday.
You're not a freak, Jackson.
You know, what would it have been better or worse if I stopped her in the middle of the parking lot and then, you know, just like dropped my pants and went to the bathroom in the parking lot while we were walking back to our cars?
Well, here's the thing. You already said it. It's not because you had to go. It's because you wanted to keep warm, so that's why you did it. That's the weird part. It's not because there was absolutely no place to go.
No, it's not. It was for the warmth, but would it have been better or worse if I had just stopped and just... Because
okay, honestly, if it was an emergency situation where you actually had to go, I would prefer you be like, hey, I'll be back. I need to find a bush. But that wasn't it.
Piper, I don't go out with him again. He is strange. Sorry, Jackson.
Jackson, I don't think you're that freaking. By the way, man, just like if you're in a haunted house and it's dark, nobody's going to see anything. Just do it there.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jackson and Piper, I hope you guys somehow work it out and get a second date. That was weird as hell for Freak Show Friday, but I like it. It's better than somebody that eats toenails. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.